Good morning, everyone. Good afternoon, whatever time I'm catching you. Welcome to my coffee chat. This is Dr. Jane Ruby. Thanks for being here. And hope you're enjoying the live streams because they're a little more exciting and we get them out a couple times a day for you. This has really been a wild ride to some degree for some people. And I'm going to talk about the events of the last few days because they're critical. They're critical to those of you who see the truth now. You need to start thinking about your steps forward to protect yourselves and your family. And that's not a scare tactic. That's just the reality of things. But first, after some hot coffee, having a little bit of kombucha tea. Because we have to stay healthy. I want to thank Heather in Alabama, who sent me a beautiful letter, a collection of gifts, and a couple of cups. Here's the first one. I'm not going to say this, but you get it. Kind of Efetol, right? We all need a good dose of Efetol. And just for a little fun, I'll read you this. It says, "We'll keep you from acknowledging dumbasses." Okay, we all need a little bit of this. This is a great medicine. Here we go. Taking this medication may cause resting bitch face, may cause you to randomly blurt out F this, F that, or F it all, may cause disregard for responsibilities, deadlines, and other daily BS, and may cause carelessness, better known as the IDGAF syndrome. Alcohol consumption may enhance the effects of this. So really funny, very cute. May cause ass beatings. That would be, take as directed when dealing with excessive bullshit. Fabulous. Thank you, Heather. That's awesome. A lot of laughs. And I also want to give a quick shout out to Brian in Indiana, who makes these beautiful, he doesn't make them like for retail. He just makes pillows and blankets and things for himself. And he sends me one now and then, which is so wonderful. With the show logo. And I also want to thank, I think it's Janie, if you wrote it, Janie in Nashville, Tennessee, neighboring state up there. Thank you, Dr. Jane, for all you do. May God bless you. Thank you so much for your donation to the show. I really appreciate that. Okay, let's get down to some business here. I'm sure that by now most of you have seen the events that transpired in the White House yesterday. This was President Trump hosting and honoring Albert Bourla, the CEO of Pfizer. Now, let me just get out, what happened. I don't think, other than Bill Gates or Anthony Fauci, but even over them, probably the most hated person in the world right now, internationally, but especially in the United States, is the CEO of Pfizer, Albert Bourla. Why? For those of you who don't quite have the total picture. This is a man who had an exclusive contract with the government of Israel for exclusively forcing by mandate the COVID shots on that population between. He had a deal with from all of the documents, contract pieces, unredacted portions that people like Sasha Latapova and Catherine Watt have uncovered and analyzed many times, go to their substacks. But in those documents, people are saying, can you give me a document? Can you give me, when it's something new, I'll give you a source doc. But when it's something that's been out over and over again, you got to do your own research, FYI. But there was this deal between Netanyahu and Bourla, and in exchange for if they didn't buy a certain amount of those shots, four shots, two, and then two boosters after that for every man, woman, and child in that country, they would have to give up some of their military bases. And that's a strange exchange for a pharma company. And indeed, what Sasha and Catherine have put out recently, in the last couple of years recently, is that those types of contracts were in play with the United States and Pfizer and other companies. Well, Then there was the Brooke Jackson whistleblower case against Pfizer for mislabeling and any way they could get them for this crime, because we all know that Pfizer, in collaboration with the Department of Defense, the U.S. government, BARDA, DARPA, etc., Fort Detrick, you know the whole story, is responsible for hundreds of millions of injuries and many, many millions, tens of millions at least, in the United States, deaths from these shots. But Trump has never been sensitive. Trump has never been careful. Why would you be surprised when yesterday he welcomes Albert Bourla and I think it was the same day, wasn't it? Netanyahu back into the White House for his 80th visit, okay? Why would you be surprised when he, not only does he, has he wined and dined Albert Bourla, Pfizer CEO, at his, you know, second little, you know, White House Mar-a-Lago down here in Palm Beach, but he's now honored him multiple times by bringing him into the White House. Let me just lay it out for you how egregious this is. What a slap in the face to not only injured Americans, dead military who dropped dead, elite fighter pilots, heart attacks, but to their families, the wives, the children, the parents, the surviving families of people dead under this product. And they conduct themselves, Trump, Kennedy, Vance, Oz, Bourla, they conduct themselves like they're in a different universe. Now, if that's not a humiliation ritual on us, the people, nothing is. Why are you surprised? One thing I'll give President Trump, he's been consistent. And all along the way, when he was consistent, and I took a lot of heat from many of you out there, he's just flushing them out, he's playing chess, he would never do anything like that, he's going to round them up, this is pretend, he's on it. I took a lot of heat and a lot of those bullshit excuses, and I just want you to know, why would any of you be surprised yesterday when he not only brought him into the White House, but he lauds him as a great man, as a great leader of a great company? Trump's never wavered. Trump's been consistent. You just didn't want to see it. You just didn't want to accept it. You wanted to make an excuse for it. Gotta hand it to the guy. He's the most consistent. He's the most consistent, dirty politician I've ever seen in my life. Because the rest of the politicians at least try to snow you. They try to gaslight you and bullshit you. Well, I didn't mean it when I said it over there. I know I talked about that a year ago, but I was trying to get blah, blah, blah. But, you know, now I'm saying this other thing. You'll have to understand it was a different time. Not Trump. Prove me wrong. Am I wrong? It's the shots are the best thing since sliced bread. Operation Warp Speed was amazing. You would never have had those shots if it wasn't for me. The shots saved hundreds of millions of lives. I mean, whatever it is, the lie, he's been consistent. But one of the reasons he's been able to be consistent, let me just point this out, because I don't think anybody else is talking about it, is because there isn't one reporter, not even on the other side, fake news, mainstream media, who has the balls to say, President Trump, do you understand that the American people, that hundreds of millions are really angry with you and that they were injured and they don't see it the way you do? So he hasn't had to backpedal, right? Backstroke. Hasn't had to do that. Because everybody, and those of you out there with your excuses, have enabled him to be consistent. And consistent he has been. And you can't fault him on that. Because he could look at all of you and say, I've told you the same thing over and over. I haven't lied. In my mind, I haven't lied. I haven't flip-flopped. Kennedy flip-flopped. Kennedy the fraud. Kennedy who called Pfizer, rightfully so, a year or two ago. What did he call him? Oh, unbelievable. Oh, this is worth repeating and sharing with you. Called them vile, disgusting. I'll get to it in a minute. Having a little... So annoying when it doesn't come in. Kennedy called Pfizer. And let me give you the exact date. It was in January of 2023. Kennedy said, he was congratulating James O'Keefe of Project Veritas. Amazing reporting by James O'Keefe, showing us what we already knew, that Pfizer is a craven, venal, homicidal, morally bankrupt criminal enterprise that has captured and corrupted its regulators. And this son of a bitch stood there yesterday. Oh, you're still waiting for Kennedy to do something? Yeah, that was yesterday, him laughing. And he said, and I quote, he, meaning Pfizer's CEO Bourla, really created a template for corporate responsibility, for putting public health ahead of his individual interests, says Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. with his big smile. Kennedy's a fraud. He's always been a fraud. He's a junkie. He's a heroin addict for 14 years. They learn in the disease how to lie and manipulate. And I don't know what the exact details of the plan was, because he fooled a lot of good people. A lot of people that are to this day that I respect, that are still sharp, that see everything else, but still held out hope. But I spent 7 years in the addiction medicine space. As a medical illness, interacting and learning from some of the greatest minds in the damage that's done to the human brain by this horrific disease. And it wasn't like a hit or two in college. This is a 14-year heroin shoot-up junkie who, by the way, recruited some of his blood family members, and they became junkies, heroin injection junkies. He's so neurologically damaged, it's not even funny. Now, I can't make a specific diagnosis because I haven't examined him. I don't have his records. I don't know his medical condition. I don't know what his meds are. I don't know what his herbal alternative things are, except that he was seen dropping methylene blue into some water on an airplane last year. But I'm going to tell you that I can make an overall medical observation and my expertise that he's neurologically damaged. He can barely speak. It's getting worse. He has serious trauma, as you can just see from his head. Okay. And when he gets stressed, the more stressed he gets, the more those tremors intensify. And his red eye, his face gets red. So where am I going? Where am I going? He's a fraud. He's always been a fraud. It's a part of the disease to be manipulative, to be expert at lying, gaslighting, He was the perfect choice. He was the perfect choice for this HHS, for this administration. Now, I don't know how much more some of you who are out there holding out hope, I don't know how much more you need to see or hear, okay? Because the mind is funny. The mind is super powerful. And the psychological protection factor we call denial. It's a protection factor. And it's one of, you know, one of many known standard protections. And that's what explains a lot of the, well, he's playing chess. Well, he's just flushing them out. When you're flushing somebody out, come on, you're not using your frontal cortex. That's your executive function, your higher level discernment and thinking. When you're flushing somebody out, you don't take 5 years to do it. You don't wine them and dine them all over the world. You flush them out and you get them in position. Then you have them arrested. Okay, you don't hug them. You don't tell the American people that he's a good person. He's an incredible leader. Well, I'll let you hear it for yourself. For those of you who haven't heard it.
Be the first. I was honored to have Albert be the first. He's done a fantastic job with.
He's honored to have Albert Bourla. There are hundreds of thousands, millions of Americans right now injured by the Pfizer shot that have been ignored, abused, trotted up to Capitol Hill for theater so they could get the cockroaches could get reelected. Who had to watch this? So let's hear it again, because it's real clear he's honored to have Albert Bourla in the White House. Listen in.
I was honored to have Albert be the first. He's done a fantastic job with, as you know, with the COVID. He did a fantastic job with a lot of things. He's a leader, and Pfizer is right at the top. You know, it's there. Eli Lilly has been fantastic also, your friend. My friend, and they're all coming in over the next week. We're making
deals. First of all, do you know who's heading up Eli Lilly that he was referring to? His friend, Trump's friend, and looking over at Bourla saying, your friend too? Alex Azar, Trump's appointed HHS secretary in the first Trump term. Alex Azar, like Scott Gottlieb, who was head of commissioner of the FDA. This is a revolving door. This is a Susie Wiles revolving door. And it's a Trump revolving door. Can't blame Susie for everything in the first Trump term. These people get appointed. Alex Azar. And Mayorkas before him, though, that was Biden, but PREP Act creators. And they could stop the PREP Act. So could Kennedy. With a stroke of a pen in 2 minutes. But he won't. He won't. Because he's hugging Albert Bourla in the White House. Because he's laughing and smiling and having fun with President Trump and Dr. Oz. Albert Bourla, the henchman, the mass murderer, the war criminal. He's a freaking veterinarian. People complain about my credentials? Trust me, you'd rather have me do your physical exam and your assessment and your diagnostic workup than Albert Bourla. I'm a nurse practitioner trained at the medical school at the University of Rochester. He's a veterinarian who probably never practiced on an animal. But you applaud Albert Bourla. Or you give him a pass. Or you clutch your pearls yesterday. What? You better start facing that President Trump is part of it. He's in on it. He's never lied to you about it. I gotta give him that. I mean, as horrible as that is, I gotta give him that. He's never lied. Look back. It's a horrific truth. It's a truth that says, hey, I'm gonna effing murder you and I don't really give a shit. I'm gonna make billions by the time I get out of this second term. he's gonna, Trump's gonna, you know, write an executive order to get rid of internet-connected voting machines and early voting and go back to paper ballots? Stick it. Because those things that he claims he's gonna get rid of now, those things got him out of the White House in 2020, and they got him back in 2024. Yeah. He was a proponent in Palm Beach County. They used to send out the notices, vote early, 6 months early. Which is kind of a code for vote early and vote often, vote multiple times. But, oh yeah, he never said boo about the internet connected machines down here in Palm Beach County in 23 and 24. Because he knew the machine was going to put him back in, regardless. No, Trump has never lied to you in terms of what he's going to do. I mean, obviously, he's lied to you in terms of it's not the best thing since sliced bread. We all know that. You know what I'm saying. He's never wavered. He's been the most consistent. I couldn't believe it. And people said, you know, you make up shit in your head, some of you. It blows my mind. Did you see Bobby's dagger eyes? Said, you caught Kennedy in a moment where half the time he's zoned out. He's a recovering heroin junkie. For God's sake. Half the time he's zoning out when he's looking like he's serious, like, wasn't dagger eyes to Borla, because the rest of the 99% of the other moments, he's laughing with him, hugging him, praising him, right? Borla really created a template for corporate responsibility. He's murdered a great percentage of the world with his corporate responsibility. He's got corporate responsibilities, just not to humanity. And here's the real kicker, Kennedy's own words, for putting public health ahead of his individual interests. You don't know that? They must have something on him. Honey, everything Kennedy's done that's, you know, enough that he's done that's really bad and blackmailable is out. It's not about, you know, oh, we're going to tell them you shot yourself up or you shot up your cousin with heroin one additional time that the public wasn't aware of. Come on. Dude, please. It's out. Everything bad about him's out. This was his choice. When you say they must have something on him, you're basically saying it's not his fault. It's still not his fault. He's trapped. You're giving them a pass. You don't, maybe not seeing it that way, but down deep, you know, in your conscience, you know you're giving them a pass. Man, they must really have something on him. They don't have anything on him. Everything on him is out. Oh, good Lord. Right in front of you, here's another thing in that press conference yesterday in the Oval Office. And what I was going to say in the beginning, before I show you this and make a point about it, is that most American children, most Americans who've served their country, who have been good citizens, who've volunteered, have taken care of their families, have dutifully paid their taxes, will never, ever see the White House. Most, not even from outside, but I'm talking about inside. The halls, the different rooms, the red room, the green room, the ballroom. I worked in the Trump administration in 2017 in the Office of Presidential Correspondence for 18 months. I was privileged to be in, and I say privileged because of the office that is, you know, created and owned by the people, not because of anybody who was in it. At the time, I was very proud who had worked on Trump's 2016 campaign, very proud to be there. But I saw early on, and I wrote an article about it in medium.com, which I think I transferred over to my Substack. But I saw early on that as I was dancing through those halls in the executive office building, the Eisenhower executive office building, and a couple times in the West Wing to go over and deliver something or talk to somebody, not everybody was happy. But this was 2016, so everybody was like on cloud nine that helped elect Trump. And I thought, why are they, they're Republicans, conservatives, why are they not happy like me? And it turned out they were Bush era, Con Inc. They were Obama holdovers, a lot of them, Democrat Obama holdovers. And I was probably one of the first people that unearthed that. The point is that most Americans will never have the privilege of walking down the hall in the West Wing or walking into the ballroom in the White House or the open hallway where, you know, the president and the first lady come down those steps. Most people will never, ever. And that's their house, and they've paid for it with blood, with money, with devotion to their nation. And he brings in a mass murdering veterinarian who's responsible, his poison that his company has made with the DOD. Remember, I started out earlier talking about the Brooke Jackson whistleblower case. Right? And in Pfizer's, I believe this was the first major motion hearing. In Pfizer's motion to dismiss, they made the argument that, Judge, hey, we didn't make a pharmaceutical product that required pivotal trials to establish safety and efficacy. And for those of you who don't know me or you haven't looked up and read my bio, I spent 20 years in the pharmaceutical industry on the medical research side, developing studies, executing them, analyzing them, and then interpreting them with my teams, and then going out and presenting them to various HMOs, healthcare institutions, and big researchers in the universities. We collaborated with them. There's a huge process that is expensive and multi-year, time-consuming, to adequately, that's the real gold standard, to take a drug from animals in petri dishes straight through human beings, but human beings in a very stepwise, careful way, phases 1 through 3, to establish, to get the privilege to market a drug to the public and be able to call it safe and effective. But their argument was, Judge, we weren't making a pharmaceutical. Oh yeah, we know a pharmaceutical has to go through phases, preclinical and phases 1 through 3. Yeah, we get it, we get it. But we weren't making a pharmaceutical. You weren't? No. Here's the contract, Judge, with the government, the DOD. We were making a military prototype. A military prototype. And as such, and they're right, if that's what they were making under that contract, they were not obligated. And that's why the FDA, but the FDA is a lying, deceptive, killing machine as well. Because not the FDA, who knows its own regs and requirements, not only didn't compel them to do those studies, but they at least also lied to the public, right? Remember initially CDC and FDA lied because they said, oh yeah, it's safe and effective. So did Burla. So did Stefan Bonsell, who's the CEO of Moderna, which is a DOD creation, by the way. Yeah, they said we did them. We did them. It's safe and effective. Don't worry. And then when people started to leak documents and FOIA documents, it became very clear that they were lying. And when they were lying, they were committing, in my mind, premeditated murder. Remember those package inserts? Well, most of them were blank because they were excused from doing the studies that should be in the package insert that establish the criteria that was accepted by the FDA for safe and effective. But the FDA lied and said it was safe and effective. And then eventually the FDA had to say, well, they didn't need to do it because it was emergency use authorization. And there's such an emergency that we couldn't compel them. We didn't have to compel these companies to do the requisite phase one preclinical and phases one through three studies to establish safety and efficacy. Oh, okay. Keep your eye on the bouncing, bouncing ball. Bouncing, bouncing, bouncing ball. No, you're liars. You're murderers. So let me bring you back to yesterday. In the middle of this press conference, you know, Trump thinks he's cute. And he's got his puppets behind him. And he reacts to Kennedy, who spontaneously, reflexively sneezes. And he stops because he's got to be showy. And he says, God bless you, Bobby. And then he stops. And he's just so inappropriate and so disrespectful of just the entire American public and the office that he holds. And he says, oh, I hope I didn't get COVID. And then he turns to Albert Bourla and he says, well, you know, like sort of if the worst happens, you can give me Paxlovid, right? Yeah, Trump, a veterinarian can prescribe Paxlovid for you. But who cares? Because Bourla has been spending the last four or five years off-label promoting a felony, by the way, off-label as a company CEO, he's on the business side, off-label promoting to the public the use of Paxlovid. Remember when he said, well, if the first dose doesn't work and 2 weeks later you get sick again with a flu, you know, he called it COVID, whatever, you take another round. Oh, okay, well, where are your studies for that? For taking a second round, another 5 days or whatever it is. That's called off-label promoting, which is illegal. That's the kind of whistleblowing I did in my pharmaceutical companies, which got me like the end office closet with no window. Okay? Off-label prescribing, as I've taught you before, is not illegal. For a licensed prescriber, nurse practitioner, physician's assistant, physician, if you're licensed to prescribe, you can prescribe anything that is on the market for a different indication or purpose if you have some rationale behind your decision. But it's not something that the government can or should control. But they tried to. They did with ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. Why? Because they didn't want people to be saved. It's a mass genocide operation. You want to control for those things on the side that the people are bringing in to try to survive. So Albert Bourla was off-label promoting, again, a felony, a crime. And many companies have done it, not so blatantly, but they've done it. And they've endured millions of dollars in fines. But as my old bosses used to tell me when I'd say, but look at Pfizer's, you know, they're off-label promoting. They got this big banner at the conference. And my bosses would say, you know what? Monday morning, they'll get a fine from the FDA for $25,000, $50,000, $100,000. They just write the check. Cost of doing business. What? So here's Trump, not only promoting the off-label or sort of spontaneous, you know, promoting, more importantly, promoting Paxlovid on behalf of Pfizer, which is probably illegal. It's definitely looks like racketeering, right? Creating an enterprise with the with Pfizer. And here's what he said.
I didn't catch COVID just there. They couldn't tell. God bless you, Bobby. I hope I didn't catch COVID just there.
Don't you have Paxlovid? Paxlovid.
He's got Paxlovid. Give me a Paxlovid immediately.
Hi, everyone. I just read a report that Americans are outliving their retirement savings, leaving them in a doomed position. That's because their retirement has been set up the same as before, using the old default strategies that haven't changed since the 1970s. Well, this is great for financial advisors and retirement companies, but often leaves your life savings positioned poorly. Companies like BlackRock and Vanguard keep getting bigger, while your retirement struggles to keep pace with rising expenses. But it doesn't have to be that way. My great friends at Augusta Precious Metals have put together an important report tailored to my audience. Many of you have over $100,000 in your IRA, 401k, or TSP, which means you need to get your hands on this concise but powerful 2-minute report about how to take full control of your financial future. Go to goldwithjane.com. That's goldwithjane.com, or text Jane, J-A-N-E, to 35052 to get instant access to this free report. In it, you'll learn the one step you can take that will open the doors to a modern way to protect and grow your retirement. It uses the same strategies the wealthy use to protect their portfolios. Even companies like BlackRock and Vanguard use these strategies themselves without sharing them with their clients. Well, now you can start taking advantage of them as well. If you have over $100,000 in your retirement accounts, you need to contact my friends at Augusta Precious Metals by visiting goldwithjane.com or text Jane to 35052. Your future self will thank you. Got Paxlovid? I've got Paxlovid. Trump is owned by pharma. He's happily owned by pharma. He's not in distress. He doesn't care what laws or rules or regulations he breaks. And he doesn't care what Albert Bourla does. Trump is a consistent criminal. Kennedy's a fraud, and now a war criminal himself, with the blood of babies and children and many other Americans on his hands. Yeah. He's consistent. You know what to expect from him. So the next time he marches Bourla in, and by the way, I think Stefan Bancel, the CEO of Moderna, is also a vet. The next time he marches them in, don't clutch your pearls. And so the other thing I wanted to add is not only was Trump promoting Paxlovid, which is Pfizer's COVID drug. I thought your shots were supposed to prevent it, but in the event that they don't, we've got something else over here. We've got a bottle of pills you can take called Paxlovid. Paxlovid, for your information, you can't just like blindly take things, okay? That's why you need to get away from pharma. The dependence and the convenience. Because if you look a little closer, what Trump was promoting and laughing about, yeah, I'll do a Paxlovid. Good, take it. Take it. Maybe you should take what you promote.
They couldn't take
it. Paxlovid is a combination of two antiviral drugs, ritonavir and nirmatrelvir. Now, have there been adequate studies of those two drugs head to head together against a real placebo of no drug at all to see what the safety profile is? Why? Because it was grandfathered in under an emergency use authorization, which, by the way, comes under the umbrella, watch me, stay with me, of the PrEP Act that the Biden administration in the last few hours of its tenure extended, was supposed to end in 25, extended to 2029. Yeah, you should be damn effing mad. Yeah, you should. You should. Because that, to finish up on Paxlovid, Paxlovid has a black box warning. A black box warning is, and you can see it here, it physically is a box, a black bolded box. Anything, that's the kiss of death, normally, under any other circumstances, before the COVID crimes. A black box on your package insert, and it always is on that front page, you can't miss it, is the kiss of death from a marketing standpoint. Why? Because the black box warning is the highest level of warning the FDA can apply to a drug. The next step is recall. Get it off the market. COVID doesn't even have a black box warning. COVID mRNA shots, Pfizer and Moderna, doesn't have a black box warning. See how dirty? See how dirty they are? But he's promoting it. Can I get a Paxlovid over here? And a lot of you are going to say, well, yeah, people aren't going to take it. Whatever. Oh. And then someone who's sort of on the fence and doesn't get all of this yet, there calls his doctor and says, you know, I took a drugstore test, fake PCR, but it was positive. And the doctor says, you know what, I'll phone in a Paxlovid for you. And the next day, I heard President Trump talking about Paxlovid. He was going to take it. He told Albert Bourla to give him one if he got sick. So, okay, doc, I'll take it. In consultation with your doctor, like for pregnant women taking these shots and giving it to your babies now, yeah, all the doctor has to say is, you really ought to get it. I'm going to heavily recommend. Oh, okay. That's the majority of it. Want to piss off my doctor, then he won't see my baby next time the baby gets sick. Paxlovid. Right there in the open Oval Office. And the worst of the crime is not the off-label promotion, but it's the RICO crime. It's the racketeering. It's right out there in front of you, collaborating with the corporate head and saying, yeah, you're going to transfer Pfizer for All was going to be their RX program, their online, so that they could start making money on all the dispensing. Yeah, Trump's smart. He got in on that deal. Quid pro quo. You keep all your plants in the United States and, you know, I get to, and I'll give you 3 years off on the tariffs, Albert. Yeah, that's what the deal was, for those of you who haven't had time to look into it. The deal is Trump gets his name on what was supposed to be Pfizer for All, their online. And that's pretty big, because Pfizer's the biggest pharmaceutical company in the world. And governments are the biggest customers of pharmaceutical companies. So Trump got his name, Trump RX. You don't think he's getting something out of that? You don't use the Trump name without paying for it. And that's just one level of paying. So there had to be, logically, a quid pro quo. And Sasha Latapova writes about it in her latest Substack, and I highly recommend you read it. It's like a 60-second read, but it really lays it out. The art of the drug deal. That's Trump. Trump just taught you the art of the drug deal. You license your name. So now, Pfizer for All, which was their cute little name for their online pharmacy dispensing, is going to be forever known as Trump RX. That's a crime right in front of you. He boasts about it. 70 million, Pfizer's going to plunge into, you know, big deal, 70 million, that's one plant. They'll build a plant in some state. And as far as, you know, you don't think they're not going to tear down their plants in other countries. They're going to say, well, we're only making it for, you know, Sweden or Germany, this plant over here. So we're not going to, yeah, we'll build one or two in the United States for 70 million. That's a day's profit for them. That's how despicable this whole thing is. Yeah, Trump's a criminal, but he's a consistent criminal. He's a liar. And he's enabling the mRNA to go further and further and farther and farther and just keep going and don't touch it. We'll get you all gaslighted with all these other topics. He's Fruit Looping you. He's Fruit Looping all of you. But he's consistent. I always know what to expect from him. I'm never shocked. I'm not confused. He doesn't flip-flop me. In my head, very consistent criminal. Very consistent criminal. But as I said on Twitter yesterday, now you know. Now you know. Now you know. Once you know, then you can't unknow. And once you know, you become responsible from that point on. Because you know. Because you have the information. Right? You can't say, well, I didn't know. I didn't know. I didn't know yet. A lot of you have known for a while, but now, you know. You know. Can't escape it. What are you going to do about it? Going to keep clutching your pearls? Going to keep making up excuses? He's going to flush them out for 20 years. I mean, do you know how ridiculous that is? Look at these smiles. Look at these smiles. Okay, Bobby in the corner there. You think those are the faces of anybody who's going to stop this? Come on. Come on. Love the consistency. Love the consistency. So here is Sasha Latipova has examined the situation in her Substack article, The Art of the Drug Deal. She says, Donald Trump gets to pocket anywhere from $100 million to $500 million, because you don't know how long this is over, in a name licensing deal from Pfizer as Trump RX. In other words, she said, read again, the President of the United States is getting a direct kickback, anti-kickback statutes, from the pharma company responsible for mass deaths and injuries of Americans, including our military members. If you military members, okay, military accountability, Ivan Raiklin, Brad Miller, General Flynn, Sam Shoemaker, John Frankman, Ted Macy, Mara Macy, all my buddies, Carolina Stancic, all my military buddies. If you don't develop a plan from this point out, then you deserve everything you get or don't get in the crimes that were committed against our military members. Because you had an organization whose leadership instituted a self-harm order on its own. And now you understand. And now you have the CEO of that company that your president is backslapping and loving. He's proud. He's proud to be friends with Albert Bourla. He told you that. Albert Bourla, in Trump's estimation, is a great leader. Of course he's first in line. Pfizer's first in line. Because they stand to make billions on this deal. And so here's what Bourla said.
We are ready to invest, as the president also mentioned, $70 billion in the next few years from Pfizer in manufacturing and research in America alone. I really think this is an historical moment because Also, I can put that behind us and focus on the things that I want to spend my time. Cancer treatments.
It's all about him.
Better obesity medicines, to bring better vaccines, to bring things that people value. And thank you for allowing us to do that. I want to...
The things that he wants to do. First of all, they're investing $70 billion, but they're probably saving $200 billion. Remember, they have 3 years with no tariffs, while other companies in other countries that are making good things, maybe, that some people need that can't live without it right now, they don't get. Because he wants to concentrate on what he wants to do, which is top of the list, to make cancer drugs. And if you don't think that isn't the mRNA, I can play you a lot of clips of Albert Bourla in the last 2 years on financial shows telling his stockholders that they're going to make mRNA that magically targets your cancer. Yeah, the same shit that just took out our military, half of our military, and half of our citizenry is going to cure your cancer. And obesity drugs? Oh, he's going to use mRNA to finish off the obese people that right now have a little bit of a weight drop from their GLP-1, those drugs. I'm not going to name brand names anymore, but you get it. You know it, right? And better vaccines. Better, Albert? You mean better than the mRNA shots in your COVID shots? You're going to make even better shots? The ones you told us were 99% effective? And then you walked us down the lane over months and said 70 and 60 and 20. Okay, oh, you need another booster. Better than that, Albert? Wow. Those are the things Albert Bourla wants to do. mRNA, magic mRNA cancer cures. Yeah, and if you think they're going to give up a multi-billion dollar enterprise like chemotherapy and radiation for these shot? Come on. I know you're not that stupid. And better obesity drugs and better vaccines? And he has no compunction, no reservation at all about saying he wants to make better vaccines. People are dead, millions, hundreds of millions around the world from your first vaccines, but you're gonna make better vaccines.
Thank Secretary Kennedy. I want to thank Secretary Lutnick.
Thank you.
Your leadership helped us to pull that together. You are the mastermind of everything, and without the brilliant way that you designed the whole thing, we wouldn't be able to make it happen. But you were even more brilliant because you had someone in your team.
You're also brilliant. I'm going to make billions, but you're also brilliant.
The driving force behind everything. And I don't have words to thank you for your integrity. And it is what you have said. We created trust from day one. And that was the most important thing that allowed us to be able to pull very difficult things. And it is what you...
We created trust from day one. There's no compunction about just insulting your intelligence. You gonna make excuses for this? Come on, guys, time is long past. You're burning daylight. You need a plan to survive what's coming.
I've said, we created trust from day one. And that was the most important thing that allowed us to be able to pull very difficult negotiations. Of course, also I want to thank the U.S. Trade Representative, who is also heavily engaged, and he's probably the first trade representative that I have seen that cares about our industry and cares to do something about unfair situations out there. But more than anyone else, Mr. President, I want to thank you for your leadership and frankly for your friends. Thank you.
Albert, thank you very much.
Trump is dangerous because of his ego. I'm sure he's heavily incentivized. When he leaves office, it's estimated by a number of experts that he will leave not only in the billions enriched, but with the potential to be a super billionaire. A super billionaire. These are the crimes being committed in the people's house. Elections are a joke. I think Trump hinted at that when he said you'll never have to vote again. Yeah, he knows, but he's stupid and egotistical enough to want to like leak it out. But he says it like it's a good thing because he wants you to love him at the end of that day. And he's never made any reservation about the fact that he's bringing you more mRNA in every way possible. J.D. Vance, along with Vivek Ramaswamy, those factories, those mRNA production factories, go look them up. All in plain sight. Crimes, all in plain sight. And then, here's the ego, okay? While they're in the Oval Office yesterday, there was a moment where I think Bourla began to speak, and Trump was just like a five-year-old wanting to get approval from Bourla that Trump had enough 24 karat gold. So embarrassing. So embarrassing. But here's what it sounded like.
I think it's an historic day.
Is this the Collins office? He has a beautiful office.
Okay. But let me just start this over. You have to understand, they're in the Oval Office. Bourla is up at the lectern. Trump is recessed back with Kennedy and Vance and Oz and whoever other, okay? And Bourla starts by saying, this is a very special day or something like that. And Trump leans forward, you have to see this, and he taps him, interrupts him and says, isn't this the coolest office? Like they're, the two of them are alone in the office. Okay, just take a listen, now you got the context.
I think it's an historic day.
Is this the Collins office? He has a beautiful office, but the Oval is the coolest. What do you think?
I think by far. Huh? And I have seen other presidents' offices. There's nothing like that.
Hey, Dr. Sessa.
I think it's an historic day.
I hate that when it jumps to the next. There's a switch to turn that off where it jumps to some random video, but you get the point. You get the point. I mean, the guy's, it's a formal moment and Trump's like tapping him and pulling him forward going, isn't this a cool office? Such a juvenile. But let's not get away from the main point. He is a consistent criminal. And you know what? He doesn't look good. Doesn't look good. He looks unhealthy. I knew him in 2016, 2017, 2018. I've talked to him. I've hugged him. You know, been up close many, many times. He should be. I think because when you sell your soul, you age in a very different way. I think he's focused on the dynasty, and so. That's pretty much what I wanted to share with you because I think there's a lot of information in there and a lot of teasing out that makes a big difference in your understanding of what has gone down. And I can see in social media right now, a lot of people that I, you know, respect and like and who are, you know, we're always trying to give Trump and Kennedy the benefit of the doubt, have now crossed over to say, I get it now. There's no going back. I see it now. And the reason it's important is not because I want to get myself, you know, in trouble or anything by pointing it out. My focus now and my focus in my Telegram channel and going forward a little bit more frequently in my coffee chats and maybe even in the shows too, are going to be more and more stepping up on how to best get through what's coming. Because what's coming is a tyrannical, fascist, overbearing government that's going to start demanding things. Now, right now, it's creeping in. IDs, you know, half the state of Florida has real ID as their driver's license. The other half, so as they evolve out, they're letting them, you know. Those kinds of things you have to change, resist while you can. The only insulation you're going to have is on the local level. But in order to, because they've scooped up big food, big pharma, big tech, big internet, big security, big energy, because they've scooped so much of it up, you're not going to have a lot of places to go to create parallel services and systems with your neighbors and your family members in your local community. Eventually, some of the leaders, the elected leaders in these small, you know, lower level, when I say lower, I mean local level governments, are going to see it too and say, okay, we've got to insulate ourselves and, you know, block that out. If they can, because law enforcement is going to be used against us. Military is already being sent to major cities by Trump. That's going to creep up. And the movement is going to be more restricted than ever in the cities, which is why 2 or 3 years ago, a lot of us were relaying intelligence from military people and intelligence people that kind of crossed over and that we knew were good people. We're saying, tell your people in your platform, tell them to get out of the cities. Get as far out as you can. You don't have to, you know, maybe you live in downtown in a super high rise. It's probably not the best situation, because that's going to be where the concentration is where they're going to, they're going to confine first and impose restrictions first. If you're further enough away, then you have time. It buys you time, because when you start learning about what they're doing in the concentrated urban areas, you have time to implement your plans. But you don't have time at that point to create your parallel service systems, gather up who's the carpenter in the neighborhood, who's the electrician, who are the medical people, the nurses and doctors in my alliances. You don't have time to figure that out at the last minute, when, as my friend Sherry Jackson Peel says, when the excrement hits the portable cooling device. You're not going to have time then. You'll barely have time to implement and initiate those kinds of protections and, you know, the alliances that form those things. You don't have a lot of time left. That's what we all should be focusing on right now. And that's what yesterday should have sealed the deal for you, that you should be focusing on. I hope you guys have a great Wednesday. God bless you all. I have an incredible show tomorrow night with congressmen. Those of you who have been following the APEAL, the Bill Gates backed company, he gave them a $100,000 seed grant, and then the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, by their own admission, gave them $1 million after that to found the APEAL Sciences Company. There's a U.S. Congressman, Marlon Stutzman, who has introduced a bill into Congress called the APEAL Reveal Act to ensure that these companies divulge more than 5, 6%, 7% of their chemicals that they use to create these coatings that supposedly preserve the look of the fruit and vegetables. We have a great show with Congressman Stutzman tomorrow. I think you're going to really enjoy it. You're going to be educated on the topic, and you're going to see a lot of good information that could be helpful. And he needs your help. He doesn't need money. He needs your help. Need you to write to him, need you to, you know, because that'll help get the bill through. So don't miss that tomorrow night. And then part two of Colonel Ivan Raiklin, my incredible interview with him that aired last Monday, will be live streamed. Both of these, like Congressman Stutzman, will be live streamed at 8 p.m. and 11 p.m. Eastern tomorrow night, Thursday, October 2nd. And Colonel Raiklin, part two, will be live streamed at 8 p.m. and 11 p.m. Eastern on Monday, October 6th. So that'll be live streamed on Twitter, both of them. And then, of course, they do later that night get uploaded to Rumble for replay. So no way you can miss it. Have a great day, everybody. See you tomorrow on the Dr. Jane Ruby Show. Take care.
Yeah.